Let's go! Welcome to episode 2 of the Affinity Collective Dispatch, reporting on the month of August 2024.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks to anyone who listened to episode 1 and gave us some feedback. It was very nice to connect in a new way.
We love you.
We love you.
Yeah.
This is conversational now because we realized just me monologuing is like not really the vibe. So Mouse is here to make it funny.
I'm Mouse.
Yeah.
You might recognize me from previous podcasts from the Affinity Collective.
today we're going to do...
What was that sound? Oh, okay, nice. Back in the room. Let's go.
Good. Today we're gonna do a little update on what we got up to in August.
Nice.
And then we're gonna chat a little bit about sociocracy.
Interesting.
And some restructuring we've been doing to our internal decision making systems.
Nice. This is my interested face. I've got it on.
Yeah. So. Eyes are closed. Okay. So a little August recap. First off, at the beginning of the month, a bunch of us went to climate camp, organized by Shli Ella and other groups. It was great. It was super nice. Fair play to the organizers and everyone who co-created camp. It was cool to see a bunch of people commit to the work of like setting up a space so that cool conversations and actions can happen. And just like, yeah, I think
class
really resonated with the kind of stuff we're doing. Just that kind of baseline building. We gave a little talk about Affinity Collective on the Friday morning. That was really fun. Just looking over the lake there. But yeah, camp really drove down the importance of getting people from different projects, campaigns, counties, countries together to learn from each other, build relationships, and do some scheming. And kind of put the fire under our bums to do more of that kind of networking ourselves over the winter. So that was fun.
Blar. Go on. All right, yeah. Also, big news. We've got the mobile roof finished, which is kind of like a whole structure that goes all over the mobile, kind of with some porch space, some like extra storage space and stuff. It is fantastic, even better than we were kind of like hoping for, to be honest. There's a huge amount coming out of that. The mobile is cozy, we've got a porch, we're able to store things underneath, and we did it all for like really, really cheap, which is great because it's a huge space. I mean, you've seen it, I've seen it.
We've all seen it.
They haven't seen it.
You've all seen it in your dreams. Mobile roof of your dreams.
Yeah, if you could see what I'm seeing right now, you wouldn't see it because we're not looking at it.
Good, that
I think that's the news.
Our news, a very generous, anonymous, unnamed friend of the collective gave us just a massive camper van, kind of like a box van that he had converted into a camper. It's got enough room for like 2 or even 3 beds, a stove. You can like jump around in it. It's got headspace. It's crazy. It did not pass its NCT and has a few driving problems, which is why we got it. So we're just going to park it up and use it as a guest cabin for the winter. So we're really excited to kind of convert that a bit, just insulate it and get a stove back in and everything. And then we'll see what we do with it next year.
Yeah.
Unlikely that it will be made roadworthy.
No.
But, you know.
No.
Out in Leitrim, like.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be down the shops with it. Yeah. The big shops, like, you know. They won't fit in a regular car, you know?
When we need to buy another car and put it inside.
You actually could fit another car in this thing. So if anyone wants to give us a car, we will come pick it up in a van.
In a van.
So how did you get it here? Legally, I assume?
Yeah. We got, you know, one of those little temporary NCT things you can get.
Yeah.
One day NCT.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of those.
Sped down the motorway at a good 70 kilometers an hour.
Woo!
Got lost in Meath, and then got lost in Cavan. Made our way into Fermanagh.
Yeah, nice.
And then took like a lovely scenic route home.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, Oh, it's fun.
Hey, that sounds like fun. I'm sorry I missed the trip.
Just pile everyone in the back now.
I mean, we've got other news as well. We've been absolutely, like, rehauling and revamping our website. And when I say we, I mean people who aren't myself.
It's the collective we.
Yeah.
Everything one of us does, we all do.
I love that vibe. You should definitely check it out, though. It looks really, really good. It's not finished, so, you know, I'm sure you all have comments.
It'll probably be finished by the time this is out.
Yeah, and because I'm not dealing with the media, please feel free to DM us with all of your comments about what we should be doing.
Scathing critiques,
whatever you feel like we're doing wrong. Yeah. Tasteful nudes, but nothing past that. Not untasteful.
Yeah. Nudes with scathing critique.
Yeah. That's the best way. That's how we like to receive nudes.
That's how we like to receive criticism.
No, seriously, though, the website's looking great. We're trying to get more into better communication with everyone who's interested in cooperative stuff out there. So this is all a step to kind of creating better visibility for us. So, yeah, awesome.
And then that, yeah, just usual. There's always a ton of maintenance, small projects, hosting, doing bunch of scheming as always, and just kind of keeping things ticking over. It has been like so wet and cold.
It's
all
been
summer.
The wettest summer.
Unfortunately, the day we chose to record this has been like potentially the first proper sunny day in like,
back to school weather. Everyone's been saying months. It's because everyone's back to school. In case you're wondering when we're recording this, back to school.
It's back
time.
To school day.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's updates. Now to do just a slightly deeper but still fairly shallow dive into some of our internal structure workings. A couple of people messaged me after the first podcast curious about kind of our decision making structures and things, so thought this would be a good thing to add in.
Cool.
Shoot.
Yeah, I mean, so when we started up this project, we kind of had the idea of organizing both through consensus and sociocracy. These kind of things sound a bit wanky, maybe.
A little melty. Sociocracy sounds like someone like doesn't want to say communism or something.
Yeah, it's actually not communism. You know this, but I'm going to talk.
We'll define it.
Yeah. But so these are kind of like interesting things. They're not 100% straightforward, but they're pretty good, I'd say, if you've got like smaller groups that you want to be quite dynamic with your decision making and stuff like that.
So sociocracy is a decision making structure that was developed by Gerard Edinburgh in the Netherlands in the 80s. According to the website for Sociocracy for All, which is like kind of the big sociocracy work, it draws on learnings from kind of like ecological systems, from Quaker governance systems, from cybernetics, and
cybernetics.
Yeah.
What?
I think they're mostly talking about like feedback loop stuff.
Okay, not replicants from Blade Runner.
No, let me just like actually look at the website really quick and make sure that I got that right.
Cybernetics.
I'm pretty sure it was cybernetics. Okay. So sociocracyforall.org. They have a bunch of resources on there. I quite like it. Beep boop boop. What is sociocracy? This is what you're supposed to do on a podcast, right? Cybernetics. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Sociocracy uses feedback loops to learn about the impact of actions. That's actually something we are not really doing, but we can add that in. And then also like unnamed on the website, but like pretty much true of most cool things in the world, probably stealing a bunch from like indigenous governance systems. Sociocracy emphasizes hearing and heeding all voices in the collective, decentralization of power, and actively seeking and incorporating feedback into future decision making. So the core unit of a sociocratic system would be the circle. A circle is just like a little group of people.
I thought it was a shape, but you know.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. It's not a shape. It was actually a concept invented by sociocracy.
Okay,
in the
80s. Yeah, nice. It's nice to know that nothing existed before Western Europeans invented it. That's
good. Yeah, now you got it. So a circle is given a particular mandate for an organization like ours. It would be like, say, like the gardening circle, the outreach circle, the treasury circle. And that has like near full autonomy to make decisions within that field. So decisions within the circle are made by consensus. And then they're reported back to other circles that need to be kept in the loop about projects. There's also a sort of general circle composed of delegates from every other circle and whoever else needs to be in that general circle that coordinates the work of the organization of a whole. So you can picture it like a flower. The little middle of the flower is the general circle, and then all the petals are the other circles, and they all like feed back into each other.
That's nice. I like that. I've never heard it described as a flower.
I thought of it just like 20 minutes ago.
That's good.
Flowerocracy.
I think what this would represent is, say you had like a worker cooperative or something like that, like not everyone's coming to necessarily all the management meetings, but you want each group and each person to be represented, so it has some form of like representative democracy or something along those lines in it. This is a part of it that we don't really
We're not like really big enough for that to make sense, but we'll get into that in a sec. But yeah, if you want to know more about sociocracy, go check out sociocracyforall.org. Yeah, back to us. So our constitution requires us to organize in circles. We put in there that we need to maintain a treasury circle of three or more people rather than having a single treasurer. And it's implied, though not quite so clearly stated in the constitution, that all other activities of the collective are supposed to be organized in circles as well. But because we've been organizing with about 7-ish active members at any given time for the past few years, we haven't really developed this circle structure out fully. Sometimes forming circles, sometimes just making decisions as a full group or as individuals, kind of keeping it pretty like loose. And the looseness of this structure has its advantages as we kind of get off our feet and get sorted and just get the ball rolling. But as anyone who has done organizing for a bit will know, unstructured collectives tend towards disorganization, a lack of accountability, and informal hierarchy.
I've never seen it.
Maybe that's because you've never done any organizing in your life.
That's true. Especially if you're out there, if you are a police officer and you're listening, I've never done a lick in my life.
Not a bit. Yeah. Yeah, we're new to this.
Very new to this. We're making it up as we go along.
I mean, that is true. anyway, so these kind of issues, disorganization, lack of accountability, formal hierarchy, we've been noticing a little bit coming up in our own collective. We've also had an influx of new members in the last 8 months, and it's really hard to get new folks involved, like in a meaningful way, when there's no clear structure for them to get stuck into.
Yeah.
So we figured this is the perfect time to try and build out our circle structure properly, kind of as it was intended at the beginning. So we've reformed the circles, kind of like named them, been explicit about what tasks they have, and given each circle kind of greater control over their own domains. We hope that this will improve trust between members, that it will improve accountability for getting tasks done, and most importantly, that it will empower us all to take the lead on projects that we're excited about and kind of share responsibility more equally. Mm-hmm. Instead of having a small general circle that they do in standard sociocracy composed of like delegates from other circles, we are still meeting as a general assembly. So that's the whole membership of the collective, kind of a few weeks. And that general assembly still makes all of the kind of big picture decisions.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
And it still allows movement in there and common if any circles kind of get a little out of hand.
Yeah, yeah.
It allows people who aren't necessarily a part of that circle to at least be able to comment on it within the general assembly and for everyone to have that kind of voice.
Yeah, yeah. And we're small enough that it's still good and reasonable to include like the whole membership of the collective in big decisions, such as budgeting, membership, land use, future directions for the collective, and coordination between circles, So that's all still decided by the General Assembly. But say we were like, okay, we've all decided that we need a new toilet. Then we'd be like, okay, construction circle, build that toilet.
Yeah.
And then they might be like, well, this is how much money we need. And then the General Assembly would be like, that sounds great. And then they'd just do it.
Well, it sounds very reasonable.
Yeah, not like running every decision by everyone. So should be good. It's just getting going. So far, so good.
Yeah, I think it's working quite well. Literally, after this podcast is done, I am running to a construction circle meeting.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow, and I didn't even know about that because I'm on a construction circle and I don't fucking need to know.
Okay.
Sorry.
What? That's okay. We're marked as explicit. So. You can swear all you want.
Yeah, no, but it's just good, so we're not all doing everything all the time, which I think will kind of improve the flow of things.
Mm-hmm. Nice, yeah. I mean, that's most of our news, which is all pretty exciting. I mean, check the space. We might have more stuff coming out here. We'll always keep you updated. Check out the website. We'll try and keep everything kind of up there as well.
Yeah, you can reach out to us via email at affinitycollective@protonmail.com or Instagram at affinitycollectiveireland. We're going to put the pictures that like relate to this episode up on the Instagram and probably up on the website as well. So if you're like, I need to see that roof, then you can.
Yeah. And then also, as always, if you're interested in doing projects kind of similar to this and you want to talk to us about experiences or steps that you can take to make it a bit easier, we always love to hear that kind of thing.
Or if you're involved in a kind of related project and want to like collaborate on something, or we can provide like a space for you to do things you need to do or whatever, then give us a show for sure.
Keep organized.
We should have a tagline.
Get
hench.